So we're jumping around a little bit because there's some things which are more matim for, as we said, publicly, and some things which are better to be learnt privately. So here in the beginning of Perek Gimel, David HaMelech says the following thing, and Reb Tzadik has a lot of drashas on this memory of David HaMelech. Oy domer David HaMelech alav shalom. Ani yareisi mitaych simchasi. I came to fear Hashem from my simcha. V'samachti mitoich yirasi. And I came to my simcha through my yira. Again. Ani yareisi mitoich simchasi. V'samachti mitoich yirasi. V'yahavasi. But for my love, for the Ribbono Shel Olam, olsa al kulam. This was above everything. Lefikach, and because of that, karas li HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris. Hashem made a covenant, a pact with me, shani ehaya, that I would be a baki b'mikra b'mishnah b'halachos b'agadas. And then he brings psukim where they darshan David was a baki in all things, mikra, mishnah, halacha, and agada. Ushmura, and he says, I never forgot anything which I learned also. And this is a very fascinating chazal, and there's more to be said here. But just to pause for a moment and just understand that David of Melech is telling us that the reason why he became such a gain in the Talmud Chacham was because he dedicated himself to Yir Shamayim and Simcha and Avas Hashem. You find this by many tzaddikim that they didn't toil that much in Limud HaTorah. They worked very hard in breaking their midos and Ava and Yira, and of course they spent a lot of time learning Torah. But for the most part, the Torah was given to them as a gift. That because they dedicated themselves towards the things in Avodas Hashem which really matter, which is what Hashem says, Va'atza Yisrael Ma'ashem Elokecha Shemach Kim Liyira, that Hashem wants Yerushamayim, Lelechaz B'chol Derecha, V'la'ava Yisrael, that He wants our Yira, that He wants our Ahava. Like the Zohar says, that Yira and Ahava are considered to be the heads of all mitzvahs Haseh and all mitzvahs Lais Haseh. That Ahava is considered to be the Rosh of all the mitzvahs Haseh, and the mitzvah of Yira is the Rosh of all mitzvahs Lais Haseh. So because he dedicated himself to this Avoda, Hashem made a bris with him that he would be a baki in all areas of Torah. And there were many goyim like that, that the Torah was given like on a silver platter to them. That whatever they looked at, whatever they touched, and the Torah was an open to them. Just a completely open book to them. And this idea of samachti mitach yirasi, yareisi mitach simchasi, so you find this by Yom Kippur, that we know that we go from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, and those are days which are called Yomim Noiraim. And then after the Yomim Noiraim, we go right into Sukkot. You know, we're like scrambling during those 5 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot because there's not enough time to do everything you need to do. You have to make the sukkah and get the dal minim and to cook all the food. But the reason why these two Yomim Noiraim have to go together is because it's an inyan of Simachti Mitoich Yirasi. Yomim Noiraim, those are the days of Yirasi. Sukkot is Man Simchaseinu. The Simcha of Sukkot is born out of the Yira of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which means to say that according to how much Yira Shemayim a person is zeichet to during the days of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that will be the Simcha that a Jew is zeichet to during Sukkot. These are not two separate things. It's Simachti Mitoich Yirasi. Hakobi Lishamayim Chutz Mi Yira Shemayim. And it's very difficult for a person to say, I'm a Jew who works on Simcha. I don't work on Yira Shemayim. No. It's Yireisi, a Jew comes to Yira, and then Samachti Mitoich Yirasi. And that's the beginning. The beginning of everything is Yira. The beginning of everything is Yira. Now, of course, Yira doesn't mean that a person is afraid that Hashem is going to patch him. It's not what Yira means. Of course, that's the basics of Yira. But for us, what Yira means on a basic level is that a Jew commits himself to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that no matter what happens in his life, he's going to stick by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Called Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim means that I don't control my life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling the strings, but a person accepts and he commits himself every day and he says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, no matter what pitch you throw me, I'm going to stand in the batter's box. And I'm always come back to the batter's box. Even though there are times where I have to duck and I have to move out of the way, I may be hit by a pitch, but I'm going to stand in the batter's box no matter what. I'm never going to leave you. I'm not going to slack in my avodas Hashem just because things are going hard. When a person is makabel, do the Ratzon Hashem each day which goes by, no matter what circumstances come to him in his life, that's a type of a yira of which we say about that, samachti mitach yirasi. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want people who have like one foot in, one foot out. He wants chassidim. He wants chassidim that they're neman in him, that no matter what kashas they have in the Rebbe, that they're still neman to the Rebbe. And when a person is part of that chavraya, and he says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm here, I'm not going anywhere, and I'm here to stay forever. And Hashem says, okay, come into the inner circle. If you're so neman to me, if you're so davak to me, I want you close to me. And then he starts giving those people the parnasa which they need, and the tires which they need, and the tefillahs, and all the hasagas which they need. Because you're in the chavraya. You're part of the chavraya, the Ribbono Shel Olam. He only wants to do good, but because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is so committed to the Jewish people, and he made a shvu and he made a bris with us, that he's never ever going to forsake us. So he expects the same thing, kamayim upon him, that when a Jew comes and he wakes up every day, the same dose of dedication that Hashem Yisbarach has to Klal Yisrael, he expects that from us as a people, but as individuals as well, to commit ourselves to him, no matter what. And this is really what Purim is all about. The Medrash says that Achashverosh and Haman had discussions, and what one of the things that they conversed about was, they said, listen, it's 70 years, there's no Beis HaMikdash, Hashem destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, he exiled his people, he doesn't care about them anymore. And that's what they said. That was their discussions. And this is the discussion that the Yitzhahara has, because Haman and Achashverosh is the same Yitzhahara. Those are people, but it's the same thing as inside of us. We say, listen, Hashem's not Mashkiach, does he really matter what's going on in my life? Is he really noticing this? Does it really matter to him? But the answer is Chuasam Hayisal Anasach, Vesikvasam Cholder Vedar. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, V'lo Yisi Tzadik Nezav, I will never ever forsake the Jewish people, and I will never forsake any Yid. Kodesh Baruch Hu has his hand always. That's why Purim is a day of Naisin Chola Poishet Yad. You give to anybody who has his hand stretched out. And the Tzadikim said, Poishet Yad is a lesson we find by Yom Kippur. It says, Ha Poishet Yad B'tshuva. Poishet Yad B'tshuva. And the idea is that anybody who sticks on his hand in tshuva, Hashem Baruch Hu grabs it. Hashem Baruch Hu grabs it. That's what Yom Kippur is like Purim. Like the Zohar says, Yom HaKippurim is Kippurim. So it's a day which is masugul that a Jew can feel it. But of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he stands by Klal Yisrael, every single Jew befrat. And the more that a person is margish, a yirasi from the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's like, we know how we feel after Yom Kippur. We feel that charge of like, it's going to be, Hashem is conditioning us for a year of Avodah on Yom Kippur. That we're going to stick by Him, and we're going to be committed to His Avodah. And what we try to do is we try to live with that Hisayrus of Yom Kippur the whole year round. And the reason why it's called Yom HaZikaron, the Day of Remembrance, is because we're supposed to remember that those days the whole year. We're supposed to have images of what it was like by Ne'ila. We're supposed to think about what it was like by Rosh Hashanah, by the Tekiyas Shofar, the Hizchazkas, and by Elul, by the Slichas, by the Motzi Yashav Slichas. These are memories. These are memories which we create for ourselves, that even if we're in Shat or Tevis somewhere, we have Purim coming up now, so we're not Margashe, we're being Margashe already, the Simchasi of this month. But it was that feeling that Mordechai HaTzadik had, that Yirasi, that even though there's a Gzeira, and it seems like we're out for the count, and they're plotting against us, Mordechai said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm never going to leave you, and I'm always going to trust in you. And look at the simcha which came out of that. Marav b'simcha, the simcha of Chodesh Adar and Purim is mamash she'ein l'shayar, it's l'malam in ateva, the B'nai Yisrael says. It's mamash l'malam in ateva. So it's one of the things that we should think about, you know, as we prepare for the simcha of Purim, is that it's not always going for the simcha. It's that if a Jew goes for the year, if he digs deep within himself and he commits himself to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so it's those feelings of commitment in the relationship to Kodesh Baruch Hu which produces the simcha. Hashem should open up our hearts to this simcha which is coming up this week in Mitzvah Hashem. We should bezeich it to a simcha mamish, to Gans Klal Yisrael, to Mimamtik al Dinim, with that to be seicha, to the ultimate simcha which we're all waiting for, the piece of the Yeshua, the Eskayel Tzedek, Meir v'Neinu. Amen.